He's the kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh? Where I don't care.
Our guest is Mardra and Reggie Thomas. The album is Matters of the Heart. It's their brand new album.
I tell you what, I'm so impressed and happy that you refer to it as an album rather than a CD, because that was the approach to it. Is there's a lot of things about how albums used to be made that we wanted to still follow and conform to.
What did you follow and conform to on this album then?
Well, it's really interesting. Our listening habits as a society have changed. And it's kind of reverted back to originally how music was released. Early on, there were not albums. Things were released as sides. You got the 78 and you had the A side and the B side. And that was how recordings were put out. When albums did come along, it allowed for the possibility of doing themes. So there have been, of course, over time, some albums around some pretty strong themes. Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life, for example.
Mm-hmm. Or
what we try to do when we do these recordings, if you listen to them in totality from beginning to end, rather than simply listening to a downloaded track, there's a sense of overall that you get about the album.
Hey baby, let's get away, let's go somewhere far. Baby, can we? Well, I don't care.
Well, and the overall theme of this album seems to be looking back on songs that maybe from the 60s, 70s, I don't know if you reached into the 80s here, that maybe tugged at your heart a number of years ago.
Oh, exactly. It's in a lot of ways things that are from the soundtrack of our lives, and that you're exactly right. Not only tug at your heart, but that were near and dear to our hearts.
You got me sewn up like a pillowcase. Oh, you let my loving go to waste. Unchain my heart, please. Set me free.
Well, let's talk about some of those songs. How about It's a Lovely Day Today? Let's start with that one.
It's a Lovely Day has it's historical for me, and it touches my heart because the way that it opens, it brings me or takes me back to, gosh, when I was 8 years old in music class, actually in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. And that's the first time that I learned that Irving Berlin song. We didn't sing it the same way, but taking me back to music history and then going into the transitioning into the Bill Withers to connect those two different themes and those two different songs to give the listener the feeling of a lovely day.
Then there's nothing more to say. Except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
Our guests are Reggie Thomas and Mardra Thomas. They're a husband-wife team up in DeKalb, Illinois. You've mentioned Stevie Wonder a minute ago, and you recorded a Stevie Wonder song on this album. Could you talk about either why this particular song you decided you want on the album, or talk a little bit about what a genius Stevie Wonder is?
Well, I could talk for a long time about what a genius Stevie Wonder is. Actually, there's an entire Stevie Wonder project that I'm working on.
Okay.
I've been working on for years, and probably been working on it for years and haven't released it yet because there's so much depth to his music that deciding what not to record has been the challenge. We don't want to do it in any way like Stevie because we can't out Stevie Stevie. So this is our take and our interpretation.
I never dreamed you'd leave in summer.
So finding exactly the ones that we want to do and the way that we want to do them. So that project is coming, but we couldn't do this one without including some Stevie. I can't remember. Did you decide to do this one or me?
I don't recall, but what I wanted to do is to reintroduce or introduce this to some people, because there are a lot of people, believe it or not, who had never heard this. They weren't familiar with this particular one with Never Dreamed You'd Leave in Summer. But he has so much out there. How do you know all of this, Stevie? You know.
Yeah, but then also what this song is about fit very well in terms of the narrative story that's running through the entire album.
Said you'd be the one to see the way.
Mardra, you have a background in acting and theater as well. With the decline of jazz music and, you know, the denigration of some of the music, does it make sense to start presenting jazz in a different way, whether it's more theatrical or the music itself, which yours is more accessible?
Well, of course it makes sense anytime that you can share jazz, but with me in the theater, the way the two come together is normally in a project, something like Lady Day at Emerson Bar at Grill, or I've done Lady Day at the Boston Bistro, different stage plays that include jazz music. And so that's how the two are tied together and can be presented to audiences. And that's a great way to introduce and educate people and let them be touched by this music.
What's also so great about that is that jazz singing is theater. I mean, it is the art of bringing a story to life so that the listener can visualize it. And you go back and think about Nancy Wilson singing "Guess Who I Saw Today" and the picture that paints.
I think everyone has a film in their mind when they hear that, hear her sing that that tune. Yeah.
Yeah. So Mardra's approach to singing is very much linked to her experiences as an actress.
And sometimes Reggie's done them with me, and sometimes not. It just
depends.
But he's a heck of a pianist, so it just depends on where it is and, you know, time factor and that type of thing.
Well, it sounds like you made a conscious decision on this album that the music is very accessible. It's very melodic. And, you know, Reggie, you're the head of the jazz program. And Mardra, you've got a huge jazz background as well. I mean, you guys could go way out there if you want to and kind of get lost a little bit. But from beginning to end, it's a straight melodic jazz album.
It's a very conscious decision. I mean, I record with other people as well. And some of the other things even that I write, you know, where, as you say, we can get out there. Here's what we wanted to do. We wanted it to be accessible to people, whether or not they were fans of jazz music, just fans of music. So we want it accessible in that sense. But then we also want it to be fun and enjoyable for jazz audiences and jazz musicians. One of the things that we're often thinking about is when we hire people to play with us, that we want them to have fun with the music. So that we'll find interesting enough twists where the musicians are going, "Oh man, that's slick. I'd like to do that." For example, originally Perry Hughes was not going to play, he's the guitarist on the project, was not going to play on Lovely Day. But then he heard the tracks and he was like, "Well, man, can I lay this in? What if I did?" You know, and things kind of developed that way. So we did not want to create another record where people say that's why people hate jazz. In other words, we didn't want to be simply totally self-serving and we're the only ones that dig it. We want somebody else to dig it too.
Yeah, my thing is I say I'd like for people from 9 to 90 to enjoy this. And I think that's happened with this. But some young people that hear Never Can Say Goodbye and they're like, yes, they know Michael Jackson, but it's nothing like the way Michael Jackson does it, but it's a way to connect with everyone.
Never can say goodbye. No, no, I never can say goodbye. Even though the pain and heartache seem to follow me wherever I go, though I try to hide my feelings, they always seem to show.
Mardra and Reggie Thomas, thank you so much for your time. And we're looking forward to seeing you at the Upfront Jazz on Front
yes.
Street in downtown Bloomington. And congratulations on the new album, Matters of the Heart. This is wonderful.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on. Where did the time go?
I never can say goodbye. Oh, no, I never can say goodbye. Every time I think I've had enough, I start heading for the door. There's a very strange vibration piercing me right to the core. It's you know you love him more and more. Tell me why.
Tell me why.
Is it so? Don't want to let you go. I never can say goodbye. Oh, no, no, no. Never can say goodbye. Never can say goodbye. No, no, no. I never can say goodbye. I keep thinking that our problems soon are all gonna work out. It's the same unhappy feeling. There's the anguish, there's the doubt. It's the same obsessing anger. Can't live with you or without. Tell me why.
Tell me why. Never can say goodbye. No, I never, never can say goodbye. I keep thinking that our problems soon are all gonna work out. It's the same unhappy feeling. There's that anguish, there's that doubt. It's the same obsessing hangup. Can't live with you or without. Never can say goodbye.
Don't wanna let you go.
Never.